Because it said in the book of Deuteronomy 28, this is a chapter of blessings and cursings for people of Israel, for the Jews by flesh and for Jews by spirit. You are the Jews by spirit. We're all the Jews by spirit. We are one today. And it said in this chapter that if you, Israel, will obey God's commandment, God will bless you. If not, oi, big spanking, big spanking. Yes, and at verse 37, it's written, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. So we became this proverb and byword. Okay, and you know, many people love to tell the stories about other people. Like what I know in Indiana, you especially love people from Kentucky, for example. I heard some stories. It's very nice. What I know in England, people love the jokes about Frenchmen. In France, love the jokes about Englishmen. And but in whole countries, people love jokes about us. Okay, for example, Hebrew school named Yeshiva, students sitting, studying the holy books, comments of rabbis. And the student of a Hebrew school is coming up to Rabbi and said, please tell me, Rabbi, what is written in the holy books? Is it possible, is it allowed at the holiday of Sabbaths, jump with a parachute? And Rabbi said, of course it's allowed. To jump, it's allowed, but to open, no. I have my wife Natalie and the two children, and I'm Jewish husband. So one story about Jewish husband would be also nice. Son, Jewish boy coming from school, and he tells to mom, you know, we will have a performance at school, in our school theater, and our teacher gave me a part in the play. Mom said, what's the part you have? And he said, Mom, I have part of Jewish husband. Mom said, gotten it. Go back to your teacher and tell that next time you want the speaking part. Okay. One, two. One more, Pastor, please. Very innocent, very most innocent joke you heard. Okay. Three persons are walking along the road. Poor Jew, rich Jew, and Santa Claus. And they see on the road it's $100 bill. Who do you think took the money? Okay. Money took the rich Jew. Because the poor Jew and Santa Claus are fairy tales creatures. Yeah. But could be exceptions. I'm the poor Jew. Okay, so we became an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword. But you know, if you are coming to our land, land of Israel, you see that this land is a alive Bible. And you can see the fulfilling biblical Old Testament prophecies in our country. For example, there are many examples. For example, okay, let's open Isaiah 16. About regathering of Israel. Now Jews are coming to Israel from many countries, and mostly they are coming by airplanes. And one day, one of our brothers was praying in the church, "Thank you, God. You brought us to Israel on the eagle's wings." And one sister told later, "Which eagle wings? We flew by Boeing." But chapter 60, Isaiah. Excuse me. Verse 8. "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows?" How could prophet Isaiah, how could he know that 25 centuries the Jews will fly as a cloud to their windows by airplanes? How he could know? Next verse. "Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, into the name of the Lord the God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee." More than 11, okay, let's say 12, or almost 12 years ago, I came to Israel by ship of Tarshish. I came to Israel by huge boat, ship, with 100 more Jewish families from Odessa, Ukraine, to Haifa, Israel. 3 days in the sea. Huge ship. 5 of us from my family on board. For 5 of us, and for 2,000 of pounds of luggage, 2,000, we did not pay a penny. One Christian mission or some Christian organizations from country of Finland paid for all this boat. And they were feeding us for 3 days. And then foreign volunteers were carrying our luggage. And they were telling us, "We're so glad. Jews, come home. Come home from your Egypt." It's a fulfillment of prophecy. Tarshish, this is a country, it is some country which is far away of Israel, some foreign country. So, the Christians from whole Europe collected the money. Country of Finland rented this ship. And they arranged all this journey. And we just went aboard. And we spent 3 wonderful days. And the many Jews from the former Soviet Union were taking their silver and their gold. A lot of money, really. And it's a blessing for Israel. And now it's a modern country with highways, with a lot of mobile phones. Our 8-7 years old children having the mobiles. I think it's not very good. Not very good for health. Yes, it's not very good. We have 9 millions of cars for 6 millions of people. I think you have probably the same, maybe even more. And this is a fulfilling of prophecies that someday the land of Israel will be rebuilt. New cities will just appear very quickly. Okay, let's read Isaiah 61, verse 4. "And they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations." Some people say, some scholars, some theologians, we need to interpret the Old Testament in a allegorical, figurative way, just digging for a very deep allegorical meaning. Okay, I live in Israel. I see every day these non-allegorical new cities built in non-allegorical deserts during a couple of non-allegorical years, and non-allegorical people are lived there. And non-allegorical people are coming to Israel every day from all countries and from your countries also. Verse 5, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the son of the alien shall be your plowman and your vine dressers. You know who are our agricultural workers? Mostly they're foreign workers from all kinds of countries, because they love our salaries, they love our shekels, they're working for us. And these foreigners are from Latin America, from China, from Ukraine, Romania, and they are also a lot of Arabs, Muslims. A lot of Muslims, they love to work for us because they just want the good life, good money, just peaceful life with their wives, because each Muslim must feed more than one wife. May all of them will be healthy, we say. Okay. We see more prophecies are fulfilling. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 14, 15, 16. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that it shall be no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands whither he has driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave into their fathers. What is the land of the north? Okay, if we will look at the map, we will find Jerusalem, and if we will go north, 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 it's a former capital of a former super empire named Soviet Union. It was our Egypt for 70 years. My father one day came to KGB, if somebody don't know, it's a Soviet secret police. Their hands are stained with blood, just red of innocent blood of Soviet people. And he came to KGB and said, please allow me to go to Israel. They told him, sir, okay, immediately, right now, take your application back, because if no, you will lose your job and all the social privileges. And we had hundreds of thousands of Jews who lived the years in Soviet Union without their jobs, without social privileges, without welfare, without nothing, just waiting the day when they will receive the letter that it's allowed to you to go to Israel. And the North was holding us very firmly, very strongly. But one day, God said, let my people go. And this super empire with the missiles, with the A-bombs, with the H-bombs, just fell during a couple of months. And the hundreds of thousands of Jews just gushed out of the Egypt to the land of Israel. And now we have one quarter of Israel is speaking Russian. Miracle. It said that this Exodus will be greater than Exodus from Egypt many, 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 many hundreds of years ago. Verse 16. Jeremiah 16:16. It's easy to memorize, but this is a very interesting verse. Behold, I will send for many fishers, said the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. Okay, God is using now two kinds of instruments or two kinds of people for gathering Jews to Israel. Fishers
Yeah, Jeremiah 16:16. Ah, somebody's giving me other verse about it. Yeah, there are a lot of verses about this in the Bible. Okay, but let's take just one, because we don't have time. Just one verse. And fisher is just sitting with a fishing rod. Fish, if you want, please. If you don't want, okay. It's your choice. Help yourself. We had a lot of fishers, all kinds of Zionist organizations coming to all kinds of countries and making the meetings. The Jews, please, welcome to Israel. Here's information. We have we'll have the welfare for you, maybe some privileges for renting of apartment. Please come. This is your home. But sometimes, you know, the rich Jews, who are not a fairy tale creature, rich Jews, they live well. In a big town of Indianapolis, you have a Carmel area. A lot of Jews live there. 2-3 floors houses, very good. They live very good. Okay. But sometimes, if people do not listen to the word, God is using a little bit different instruments. Hunters. I know you now you have a hunting season, or maybe the ending of hunting season. Hunters are shooting and chasing. And God is using all kinds of hunters. For example, maybe 2 years ago, I started more and more often to hear on the streets of Tel Aviv people speaking French. Okay, speaking French. French Jews. Jews from French. From France. From France. The Jews from France. We have 500,000 Jews in France, and we have 5 millions of hunters, 5 millions of Muslims in France. Good hunters. Good job. Jews started to come to Israel. Praise to the Lord. In my former country of Ukraine, when I lived for many, many years ago, the hunter is the economical situation. It's awful. Sometimes it's worse than in Africa. And Ukrainian Jews are coming. And more and more we started to listen, to hear the Jews speaking American English. We know the prophecy that all the people, all the Jews, will come to Israel. God will chase all the Jews to Israel. Which instrument could make the Jews leave your blessed country? Okay, it's just a question. I don't know. I have some ideas. Some people told me about some ideas. But we see that prophecies are fulfilling because God is faithful. God is very faithful. All the prophecies must be fulfilled. Yes. There are prophecies about spiritual life of Israel. And, let me read one more prophecy about some material, physical, financial life. Okay. For many, many, many years, people knew that in Israel, it's just a desert, sand, there is nothing, and the wise Jews are just selling all kinds of things from other countries, and the oil also. Do you know that about 3 years ago, we found a lot of oil in Israel? A lot. Billions and billions barrels. Why? How it happened? Let's read, please, book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the chapter where the Moses is dying. He's very old, and through him God is speaking to the tribes of Israel. And what Moses is telling to tribe of Asher.
Verse 24. Deuteronomy 33, verse 24. Let's read. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be accepted, be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in what? Oil. Approximately at 70s, some Christians and some professors of theological seminaries started to pay attention on this verse, and they started to speak that it must be oil in Israel, because God said that Asher will dip his foot in oil. Okay, land of Asher, if you probably forgot, land of Asher in Israel, okay, it's a town of Haifa, city of Haifa, and to the north it's a short, it's a very narrow strip near the Mediterranean Sea. To the north up to Lebanon's border. Okay, if it's written, let him dip his foot in oil, how it's possible to dip the foot if you are standing on the coast of the sea and you dip? And some Christians started to tell that you must to drill in the sea close to the coast of Asher. And about 5 years ago, it was found a lot of oil, a lot of gas. And then geologists, they went to the direction of some, okay, they know all these things, I don't know, and they continue to drill in some direction, and they reached the Dead Sea, and they found the oil under the Dead Sea, a lot of oil. So, very soon, probably, Israel will start to sell the oil. And probably Israel will start to affect very seriously to the world's oil prices. Many, many years, people who were studying chapters 39, 38 of Ezekiel were asking, what can make all this huge army of Gog and Magog with Russia and all the Muslims fight against Israel? Which reason? We don't see the reason. Okay, please remember that all the Muslim countries and Russia are selling the oil. This is, could be the reason. So biblical prophecies are every year more clear. More clear. We are coming to the end, brothers and sisters. We are very close to the end. Some people asking me, okay, Alex, how about rebuilding of the temple? Okay, what can I tell? Six years ago, it was impossible. No, maybe 7 years ago. It was even impossible to talk to Palestinians about something like maybe you will give us some place near the Dome on the Rock. But because the head of Palestinians was the killer, terrorist, butcher Yasser Arafat. Right. Now they have a different leader, Abbas, and at least it's possible to talk to him. It's possible to sit and talk to him. And now we have this very, very hard, very complicated negotiations, but it's in progress. It's nearer and nearer. And, okay, just one of the options, that Palestinians will give us the territory of the yard of the Dome on the Rock. It's enough for building of the temple. Israel, anyway, can make a subway station under the temple, but it's getting possible.
We are very close to the end, brothers and sisters. And Jesus said, if you are going to do something, let's do it during the day, because night is coming. And what is possible to do now, let's do it now, because very soon, night will come. The night will come. We will just watch all these events on the earth from afar, I believe. But let's read what Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 1. Romans 10, 1. He said, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Paul did not say, my heart's desire for Israel is that they must be brought to their land, that they must be fed. Let's give them money for food, for this, let build their houses. No. Because the Jew without Jesus is going to hell. Some theologists are telling, no, we have for Jews exception, because in Romans chapter 11, verse 26, it's written, and so all Israel shall be saved. God will provide for Jews some kind of purgatory somewhere, and then it will be new outreach meeting, and Jesus will appear before all the Jews, and they will be saved. It won't be salvation by faith. They will see him. We are saved by grace through faith. The Jew who rejects Jesus is going to hell. And we are doing in Israel what we can do. We are the small church. The last 5 years we experienced really wonderful help of many American churches. We distributed maybe close to 500,000 of invitation to order the Bible or to read the Bible online. I showed these invitations to all of you. Nice invitations, glossy paper, full color. Nice things cost money. But except of finances, we were receiving during these 5 years of our project, we were receiving a lot of prayers for us, for our needs. And we have a lot of prayer needs. And you know, we don't have this freedom just like you have in America. And your pastor, I met your pastor during the youth rally or something like this, and he was preaching about standards of Christian life. And it seems to me that not all, absolutely all the young people on 100% were agree with pastor, because maybe it's too strict to something. But I understand the pastor was just preaching what the Bible said about the Christian standards. And in the book of Ezekiel, we have a chapter 2. And Ezekiel was also preaching to the people of Israel. And the reaction of the Jews was sometimes very negative. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 3, and other verses. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They are their fathers, have transgressed against me, even into this very day. Even into this very day, house of rebellious. They rejecting Son of God. They making a mock of Jesus. House of rebellious. It's the same situation. For they are imputed children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them,
And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. And they, please listen carefully, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. God did not promise to Ezekiel the crowds. He did not promise him a very successful crusade and the hundreds of Jews are coming forward. No. He said they are house of rebellious. That's what we have in Israel now. But God said they will hear you or they won't hear you. You just preach. You just preach, Pastor. May God bless you. Just preach about these good Christian standards. And we will do it in Israel also. But this is a house of rebellious. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them. You can ask me, be not afraid. And are you afraid of something in Israel? Yes, sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes we're afraid because we have persecutions in our country. We have real persecutions. Neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, not be dismayed of their looks, though they be a rebellious house. That's what we are doing in Israel, brothers and sisters. We live among the scorpions. We have the thorns. People are cursing us. They're calling us and cursing us. And sometimes we see the graffitis on the our churches like this. You dogs, before you were killing our bodies, now you're killing our Jewish souls. And sometimes people draw the swastika, Nazi swastika. House of rebellious. That's where we live. That's where we serve to the Lord. Let's read the last scripture in my message, please. Acts chapter 16. Book of Acts, chapter 16. Okay, we will read verses 9 and 10, and it's written about one very good Jew. This Jew, before the Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox Jew, and his name was Saul. Probably he was wearing black and he looked like our rabbis, and he was killing the Christians. Then he became Apostle Paul. Jesus can change the Jew. Even if we know that there is a veil on the eyes of the Jew, but if Jesus is coming to the heart, this veil is taken away. I have no veil. I'm a Jewish. I'm from the tribe of Benjamin. That's what I know. And I believe Jesus. And I'm saved forever. I'm son of God. Let's read about one more Jew. He's from tribe of Benjamin also. Apostle Paul, verse 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Man of Macedonia was asking for help. Which kind of help? Let's read. And after he had seen the vision immediately, we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel into them. Men of Macedonia asked help. Paul, come and preach the gospel in Macedonia. And it's written that immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia. Brothers and sisters, today, maybe 2,000 years after these events, we have a situation absolutely opposite. Today we
the Jews are coming to you, and we asking you, please come and help us to preach the gospel. And you can come if you want. You can come, number one, in prayer. We need a lot of prayers, a lot of prayers for the dear Jews who heard a lot of good information, but their hearts are still the fallow ground, stony ground, very hard ground. Please pray for them. The rain of God's word must be poured on these hearts. You can help us materially. We are starting the new project in the town of Ashdod. It's to the south of Tel Aviv. And we will spread these flyers. People, call us and get the Bibles. And also, if you want, welcome to Israel. Purchase your ticket. You will be our guests. You can participate in our flag distributions. And I will show you Holy City of Jerusalem, Galilee. Welcome to Israel. Please come. Help us. Help us to preach the gospel. May God bless you. Pastor, please.